Thank you. No more volunteers. Okay. Well, I believe that was a good but quick discussion. Of course, we will come back to the issue of characterization when we will go through the chair's paper under agenda item 6. And maybe it's easier when discussing concrete text to go further. But I think at this stage, what I could say is that I think there is one thing we agree on, it seems, at this stage, is that there is no need for a very precise, detailed definition. But what we need is a functional definition, as was said by some. And I think some have said also maybe not even a definition, but really characterization, centering on what makes it that a weapon can be used in conformity with IHL. That's really the core issue. And the difficulty, of course, we all know, is to find the right language to express that idea. But I think there could be a way to do that. But I'm, as I say, we are going to go back on that discussion next week. So thank you. Let's move then to the next sub-item, 5C, further consideration of the human element in the use of lethal force, aspects of human-machine interaction in the development, deployment, and use of emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems. So I now open the floor on 5C. And I see Chile. You have the floor.